Leia grabbed Han's tunic sleeve and quickly led him toward Basil Warv's still shuddering form. Judging by Kent's expression, this was not going to be a conversation they wanted apprentices to overhear. Kent intercepted them near the Ramoan's giant round feet, then demanded,
"What happened?"
"Summatol reaction," Han replied,
ready to spring away if Basil lashed out. He squatted down and tried to find the pulse in the green guy's big ankle.
"Seems it affects Ramoans a little differently than most other species. Who knew?"
"I'm not asking about Jedi Warv," Kent snapped. "What happened with the GAS squad? They're threatening to blast open the outer gate if we don't surrender their prisoner. Don't tell me you two actually removed Basil from GAS custody."
"Course not," Han said, glancing up at Kent. "GAS never even had custody."
Kent barely spared Han a glance before turning to glare at Leia.
"Why don't you fill me in, Jedi Solo?"
"I'd be happy to."
Leia was careful to keep her voice warm and relaxed. It was hardly like Kent to be sharp and uncivil, and she assumed that something must be very wrong to drive him to such behavior.
"Han's right. Captain Atar never had custody of either patient. We were able to subdue both of them ourselves."
"Hold on,"
Kent said, raising a hand to stop her.
"We're losing them two at a time now?"
"I'm afraid so," Leia said.
She turned and pointed toward the guard booth, where Rico and Mallari were carefully removing the restraints from Yakiel's wrists.
"Jedi Savitu went first, and Basil followed her."
Kent cursed loudly.
"So it is contagious."
"We don't know that," Leia said. "If it's something dormant, it could have been triggered because they both encountered the same stimulus."
Kent's glare returned.
"I'm beginning to see where your daughter gets her stubborn streak, Jedi Solo," he said. "I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't try to play me."
"Hey, hold on a minute there," Han said, rising. "Everyone knows that Jaina gets her stubborn streak from me."
Kent shot him a look that could have frozen a wampa.
"You're not helping matters, Captain Solo. Quite the opposite."
Han's eyes grew hard, and Leia knew she was perilously close to having two angry men on her hands. She slipped over to Han's side and touched his arm, then nodded toward the control booth.
"Han, why don't you see if you can find a stool or something to stick between Basil's teeth?" she asked. "With those tusks of his, he's got to be chewing the inside of his mouth to ribbons."
Han glanced at her briefly, then shifted his stare back to Kent.
"Okay," he said. "But if this guy keeps talking to you like you're some sort of—"
"Han?"
Leia turned him toward the control booth.
"Please, go. I have this."
Han reluctantly allowed her to push him away, but continued to scowl back over his shoulder. Leia returned her attention to Kent and waited in silence. She had learned a long time ago never to apologize for Han, especially when he wasn't the one at fault. Besides, maybe a few sharp words from a hothead smuggler were just what Kent needed to help him regain control of his temper. But it wasn't to be so. When Kent finally spoke, his voice was as sharp as ever.
"Jedi Solo, are you trying to get the Order disbanded?"
Leia cocked her brow, then calmly said,
"I'm sure you know better than that, Master Hamner."
"Then why the criff would you ignore a GAS arrest warrant and do it on a live holocam?"
he was nearly shouting.
"Dalla herself has been on the comm telling me that she can't allow this kind of public defiance, and I'm starting to agree with her. You know how bad our image is right now, and live feeds of you and Han ignoring a valid warrant only add to our problems."
Leia remained silent until she was certain he had finished, then allowed a little Durasteel to come to her own voice.
"And what would you have preferred we do? Serve Basil and Yakiel up to be frozen in carbonite?"
"Yes, if that's what the law demands," Kent retorted. "The Jedi aren't going to survive, not if we keep trying to hold ourselves above the government and above the beings that we claim to serve."
Leia shook her head sadly, wondering how such a principled man could be so blind to what was right.
"Kent, I know you're in a tough spot, but think about what you're saying. Law isn't justice. We can't start turning young Jedi Knights over to Dala just because they've fallen ill, especially not when her solution is to freeze them in carbonite.
The flash of pain in Kent's eyes suggested that Leia had hit a nerve, but he was not ready to yield.
That Jedi Solo is not a Jedi Knight's decision to make.
He pointed up the access tunnel, then said,
If we're lucky, Captain Atar and his squad are still.
Leia was saved by the ding swoosh of the arriving turbolift, and this time it was Master Silgal and Tekli who stepped out. The Mon Calamari took one look at Basil's shuddering form and gave a medication order to her assistant, then came over to stand with Leia and Kent.
I came as soon as I heard,
she said to Leia.
Both of them?
Leia took a calming breath, then nodded.
I'm afraid so.
Silgal raised a finned hand.
No, don't be afraid,
she said.
Now we have learned something.
Learned what?
Han asked, returning with the stool Leia had requested.